Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Things are steaming up in the bedroom, and the stalker is caught. It's all happening next at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello! Hey guys!
Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the Beverly Hills 90210 Reboot After Show. I'm your host, Chelsea Overacker, and I'm joined with my panel tonight. Over to my left, I have our Beverly Hills expert, Shantiera.
Hey guys, what's up?
And we have our 90s Fashion Nova, Bethany Jean.
What's up, guys?
And unfortunately, we are missing Jackie Nova tonight. Jackie, you are missed, but she'll be joining us next week. Shantiera here is running our live chat. So if you're in the chat room, say hello. And if you're a podcast listener and would like to listen in, just go ahead and go to AfterBuzzTV.com, select our show, click the YouTube link, and join in all the fun. This is getting really good. We're getting down to our season finale. This episode is fun. With Brian and Zach, I'm starting to have some different feelings for Zach. At first, I thought, okay, maybe he's being a good guy, but things are kind of getting a little crazy towards the end, so we'll kind of dive into that. Mm-hmm. And then relationships are heating up. We have Jenny and Wyatt kind of getting a little awkward. Is Jenny being true to herself? And then Tori and Brian, ooh, awkward sex scenes in the bedroom. Tori is not comfortable at all. And then I love Ian and Anna. Things are definitely heating up with them, and that kiss was intense. And Jamie Walters, we have a character joining us.
So crazy.
And finally, that reveals to the stalker and, you know, what he's been doing too. So we'll get a little bit more into that. But you're going to want to stay tuned because we also have our fun segment, 90210, Bring Back the 90s with Bethany. And we're talking about the grunge era theme. So I can't wait to see what she comes up with. And then with news and gossip, we have Shantiera and one cast member get reelected as a president for the SAG. Can't wait to see who it is. And then we will have our predictions. But before we start breaking down tonight's episode, what was your overall thoughts?
I mean, this show never disappoints. I'm definitely loving the way things are going. I feel like they're giving us so much in each episode. Like, I really thought it was going to kind of drag out, but I love it. I'm here for it. I thought it was funny. I don't know if I want to say it's funny, but the whole thing with the contracts.
Yeah.
If it's not a contract to date somebody, I feel like that's probably what this world will come to. And I feel like they're bringing
2019.
Right. They're bringing like reality into this. And so I love it. But I really enjoyed the episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Bethany?
Yeah, I loved it. I'm sad it's almost over.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I keep thinking like, that's it. Is there going to be a little bit more?
I know. Yeah. It's going to be a good finale. Like, they're finally, like, a lot of the characters' roles and how the storylines, it's starting to come together, especially with Brian and Zach. But I'm with you, Shantiera. You know, they kept always saying, okay, it's 2019. This is how it is. We have to assign a sexual consent form now. Mm-hmm. And that kind
of... Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too. And it kind of... opens up, you know, people coming out saying, okay, well, I kind of have this thing with this person, this thing with that person. So we get more into development with that, too.
And I loved when Gabrielle was like, what did she exactly say? I'm coming out as officially undeclared.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many people probably feel that way?
Right.
Yeah.
And like, why do I need a label?
Yeah. And I liked how she touched based on that, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. And I know with Christine, she's kind of, that's why she's pushing her towards it, saying, look, you got to know what you want.
Yeah.
So their relationship, I'm a huge fan of it.
She's more of a player than a stayer.
I loved how she said it.
Cute and funny.
But, yeah. Everyone was in the group and they were just kind of coming out. And then that's when Brian told everyone, saying, Zach is my son. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think between the relationship? At first, in the beginning, I was kind of for Zach. I was thinking, okay, my thoughts are a little bit different. I don't think he's this stalker that they were trying to portray him as. And for a moment, I thought maybe he was kind of being sincere. Shantiera, what were your thoughts on that?
I'm a little conflicted with Zach. I mean, I feel like that before he was kind of creepy, and then now I'm seeing him as the nice guy, but then what happened at the end with the detective, now I'm thinking, okay, something just doesn't feel right, because I feel like everything is just kind of falling into place too fast. Like, this whole entire episode, Shay has no idea that Brian has a son.
Yeah.
And I feel like that it's just seeming like it's too good to be true, and with the way things have been going, I just know that they're going to just, throw us to a loop. For a loop, excuse me.
Yeah. I just have a really hard time with the fact that he announced it to anyone before his wife.
Yeah. Yes.
I was just like, what are you doing?
I was upset with that, too.
Yeah. Like, I'm not in any way downplaying how close these people are.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, your first mate should get the first call on that.
I kind of thought Brian might have been a little ashamed. That's why when Zach confronted him saying, have you told anyone? Have you even told your wife? He's like, no. That's when I thought, oh, he's kind of, you know, Zach is being the good guy by saying, don't let anyone know this yet. You know, I don't want them to think that you're doing me any favors being on set. And you need to tell your wife. And I don't think you're ready. And I thought, for being a 20-year-old, that was a very mature answer for him.
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of team Zach.
And, like, he was such a nice kid.
He is a nice...
kind of just felt bad for him.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Did you guys think that was really sincere of him just saying, wanting to take a step back and not being so pushy towards it, Bethany?
Yeah. I mean, either that or he's a really good actor.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it definitely came across like that. I felt bad for him, and then I thought, like, oh my gosh, he's being so gracious and understanding. Granted, he went about this way wrong. Mm-hmm. This is not how you approach someone about, like, hey, P.S., you might be my biological father.
Right.
Yeah.
But in spite of that, he really sincerely seems like he just wants to get to know his dad, and he's extended so much grace. He doesn't seem like he's, like, demanding anything or... just kind of wanted to know him, you know.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Anyway.
I mean, the chat's kind of going off. I mean, shout out to the chat. Thank you guys so much for commenting.
Hey, guys.
Amber Crossland, I see you, girl. Thank you so much. She says she never misses a show. We appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the Ray thing just is too much.
Yeah. No. Amber, I haven't forgot about you. We're definitely going to get into that.
I literally about fell off my sleep. You guys should have seen me. I was like, no way. Freaking out.
But Jazzy Jones said, does anyone feel that Zach or his mom is the one behind all of this?
That's a good question. I was kind of thinking that. First of all, we don't really know who the mom is. All we know is that she's some extra
set.
Yeah.
I really hope for the finale they're going to bring her into the picture.
Do you know how many extras there's been on this show, too? Like, there's really no way to even try to pinpoint or guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not going to be an extra like that was on the show beforehand, but, you know.
It'd have to be like some sort of recurring character, at least.
I would think
they're partying regularly together.
Right. It would have to be. The way they're setting it up, I really believe that it's going to be somebody we're going to be like,
we're all going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
I'm still here for Valerie Malone, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I know.
We want her. What do you think? Do you guys think there's a motive, though, still behind Zach? I still think there's a motive for why he's doing what he's doing. With him being sincere, I like that moment between them two. But at the same time, you know, with some people, they kind of take a step back. That way they can kind of claw their way in a little bit more and let Brian's guard down.
Sorry. Definitely part of my predictions. But, yeah, I don't know that I think he's a bad kid or ill-intended, but I think he might be not emotionally stable.
Really?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think he might be a little bit troubled, or we've talked before about maybe his mom is somehow behind all of this or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something that doesn't totally settle with me about it.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with Jassy on this. She said, I'm still conflicted on Zach, but he does seem like he wants to know Brian.
And who wouldn't if that was right. his dad?
But she also said that we still don't really know anything about Zach, and we don't. It's almost like, what is this kid's deal? Because he kind of came in one way, and then now it's like, it's kind of unfolding, and I'm just feeling like there's something else. I feel like it's going to be like another bombshell.
It was kind of a bombshell, though, at the end of the episode where that cop came into play, and then he took the water bottle that Zach had and threw away. So they want to collect some type of DNA from him.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about, Shantira?
Honestly, I don't know. It makes me think that there's some other motive. Like, I don't know. I mean, look. I'm going to need a DNA test in order for me to be convinced that this is Brian's son.
There you go.
And also, I was shocked that he hadn't asked for that. And then he's just like, you can call me dad. Like,
yeah, that was,
well, why don't you just make sure you are his dad first?
Yes. Yeah. I think with, it's kind of a little bit more into predictions, but with the cop collecting his the water bottle, they might go ahead and run a DNA and just see if this is legit. And who knows, maybe Brian was the one that set it up too.
Yes, but there's something really strange about the fact that Gabrielle recognized the cop.
Yeah.
No.
That was fishy. That was super weird.
Yeah.
So is that guy really a cop?
And you know what?
What is he?
It happened after Brian told everyone, the whole entire crew, like, Zach is my son. So maybe it could be Gabrielle.
Maybe
Shannon.
Or Shannon. Maybe Shannon was like, okay, there was this security guard we used to have. Like, she remembered him. So that would explain why Gabby recognized him. That's and she was like, you know, let's get a DNA sample.
I didn't think about that. I thought maybe Shay. Maybe Shay would probably.
Or Shay. But he hasn't told her.
Well, I think also, too, going back to where, like...
Well, she saw a text message or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that going back to when Shay was, you know, telling Brian that she thinks that... that he had stole from her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She's not a fan.
Leaked her music. I would think that she'd probably, like, you know, use her woman intuition and maybe hire someone. And maybe we just haven't found that out yet. Mm-hmm. Or, now I'm starting to think... Maybe Shannon.
Maybe.
Because Brian did open up to her.
Mm-hmm. So. We do know that Shay had a feeling about him and thought it was weird.
Yeah.
But she didn't love him. Her intuition was like, this kid's no good.
It could go both ways. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe right after Brian told the whole entire crew, someone, a staff member, could have had that cop try and investigate Zach and look a little bit more into him. And then maybe something else will get blown up about his past. But it's very interesting. It can go both ways.
But that's something I love about the show. It just keeps us on our toes and makes us wonder, wait, what's going to happen next?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
but we have a lot of things happening next here at AfterBuzz. Shantiera, do you want to go ahead?
Take it away.
Yes. So before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We really appreciate it. If you guys are on, you know, YouTube, please make sure you guys like and subscribe. Leave us a comment. Join on the conversation. Also, if you're on iTunes, make sure you guys give us 5 stars. And again, we just want to thank you guys so much. We love being a part of AfterBuzz and doing what we love. So continue to enjoy the show. Continue to watch us. And don't forget about the 5 stars. Don't forget to comment. Like I said, I'll shout you guys out. And don't forget to tell your friends and family about us as well.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys, your feedback, and just we love what we do here at AfterBuzz. We love engaging with you guys as fans as well, especially with this show. But are we fans with Jenny and Wyatt?
It just seems so forced to me. I think also, too, I'm just loud with it. Jason and Jenny just kind of... They're just like, I don't know, I feel like I want them to be together. So I feel like this thing with Wyatt is almost like, it's
he
not
was just
gonna...
a distraction, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's going
to... I think we had to buy Jenny some time for him to be officially single and divorced.
Yeah.
I just don't like how she's trying to not change herself, but, oh, now I'm into golf. And everyone's catching her. What are you talking about? You're never into golf. You hate golf.
Right, spectator sports.
Yes. And,
hate that in general. Why do people have to fake like they like stuff?
Exactly. And, you
I'm
know.
Like the biggest brat about that. I'm like, I hate it. I'm not watching that.
Last episode, I kind of was for them a little bit. I liked their relationship. It was heating up. But it just seemed so forced. Bethany, what did you think? Especially when they were in the trailer and they were just, you know, watching golf and Tori's coming in and she's like, what are you even doing?
Yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts?
I think they're making each other happy right now.
You think
so? And that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't think she's being completely honest with who she is, which in turn is only not being honest with herself, because you can only keep an act up for so long before, you know, she's going to want to be happy herself. She's not going to want to spend her life watching golf and going to play putt-putt in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, true.
Or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's seemingly a nice guy. There's nothing to dislike about him, really. Yeah. I just don't think they have enough in common to be a sustainable, lasting relationship.
Yeah.
He just... I mean, at first, like, I was kind of into it. I was like, okay, he's playing a little hard to get. It was kind of cute to see, you know, maybe Jason getting jealous or her kind of, like, chasing him. But now I feel like it's getting too, like, why are you guys chilling on set, like, having boo time? Like,
it's a real relationship.
Right, it really is. Like,
Like, she was going to go to a barbecue and meet his friends and stuff.
I'm like, what? Like, why is he... Like, but I get it. He's, like, her bodyguard, but it's almost like... I mean...
the
I,
Kevin Costner comment?
Basically, is he going to drop the ball? Exactly. And, wait, what?
Did you hear the Kevin Costner comment?
Wait, which one?
Anyways, someone just made a comment, like, she's dating the bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because Kevin Costner and Whitney?
Yeah.
The bodyguard. The movie. I think Wyatt is going to probably hold on a little bit more and be a little bit jealous because even with Jason and Jenny at the end, she cares for him. And it's a little bit more than just friends and just, you know, an old fling. She truly has feelings for him. Tom Shantiera, what do you think with Wyatt, how he's going to feel with Jason kind of being a big part of Jenny's life? Do you think that's a big insecurity he has, or do you think he's like, you know what, it's over, it's done, I can move on and have a relationship with her?
I think he's probably chill now, but I think that the more he gets attached to her, I feel like it's going to start to be a problem. And I know we kind of got teased for the next episode, so I don't want to, I mean, so I don't really know, but I mean, according to the tattoo that I saw, I'm just thinking like,
oh my god,
he's gonna get crazy and possessive. Yes. And it's gonna be a problem because we already know Jason and Jenny will end up together.
That's what we think. Some problems are going to occur, but another problem on set was Tori and Brian.
Oh my goodness,
poor Tori.
Well, let me just say, I think she was mostly in her head. Simply, I don't think it was about 20 years or anything like that. I think it's about the fact that they're both married now, and her husband specifically told her, "I don't want you doing love scenes with him." So, how is she supposed to really get in her head about acting like she's into it, but not acting like she's too into it? Like, I'm sure that's all very confusing for her.
I think... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. I was going to just say that I mean, she kind of admitted... Well, she did admit that she has feelings for him. I just feel like that this is... I love Tori. This is so dramatic. I mean, her even hiring the intimacy... intimacy coordinator Melanie. It's like
hysterical.
Yeah, it's so fun. But again, it makes it for the show. It makes it definitely fun. But I think she's just more so like, I don't really know how to act because she has those feelings for him again. And I think that with the sex scene, I don't know. I mean,
but also let's not forget that the opening scene was David's dream.
As the girls being his backup dancers,
and then he like kisses Tori in the end.
Yeah,
like that was some weird ego stuff.
But
like, he's like, the girls are like my backup dancers, and then he like puts out a fire with his t-shirt or something ridiculous.
Yeah,
I was hoping that we would kind of get past that sex scene. I'm like, it took forever.
I know. Even I wanted it to wrap.
Well, even she, and then she hires a sex coach on top of it. Love her.
She was a really funny little side character.
But at the end, once they kind of got over a few hiccups, they were into it. Brian was kind of like taken back, like, okay, what just happened?
Bethany, I forgot about that for a second.
Yeah, Bethany, what do you... That's why I think Brian is just trying to play it cool, but I think he definitely has feelings
We know he has something subconscious going on because of the dream. Right? So I think that's all there is to say about that.
What about the...
About his response to their sex scene.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him get a little happy.
Yeah, he got very happy.
He had an embarrassing moment.
I mean, you saw the little smirch at the end, because she was like,
I know, she was so happy.
She's like, I still got it.
I still have it. All of that. That was such a great fun scene between them. But yeah, definitely happy moment.
Seriously, Jassy said that the sex scene took too long to shoot.
Yeah, we were all waiting for it. We're like, okay, just come on, roll it up, roll it up. But at the end, I think Tori just felt confident again. And I think that was kind of the main message of where they wanted to was, you know, with a reboot, it's kind of hard getting back into those scenes again. But she did it.
She needed to feel connected to him in some way.
Yes.
And that just, like, showed her that, like, okay, there can still be a spark between David and Donna.
Yes.
But his head was somewhere else. His head was on the Zach thing, you know. Yeah.
But another spark... We are getting to Ian and Anna. I like it.
I'm liking them more and more.
Yeah. Ian is, he's very handsome. But I don't know. Is it just me that I kind of was like, okay, when he did the little.
That was the funniest laugh.
I literally started laughing. I'm like, he's charming. I like him. I like his character. I don't know. I'm fake. I'm here for it now. But you know, I go back and forth. As far as, like, how I feel about Ian.
Yeah. So. I think Ian. I like them. And the Netflix and chill was so 2019.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Like,
it's just such an age gap.
It is. Yeah,
do we
is.
Know how old she is, Anna? Because I've been trying
you guys
to catch
know in the
that.
Chat, but, sorry, Boo, go ahead.
Oh, I just was wondering how old Anna is.
Oh, I was going to say, if you guys are in the chat and you guys know, definitely let us.
Because I'm thinking like 25.
Yeah, this is. They mentioned this is her first big gig.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to say mid-20s for sure.
And he's probably mid-40s.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, though, the relationship is weird, though? Because he's kind of like a mentor to her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like there's like a romantic. It's like us dating one of our bosses.
Well, they're already laying the groundwork for like this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
You can't daddy her. You can't be her coach.
Yeah.
That's not partnership. That's not, you know, equality.
Well, just it does happen, though, on set. Do you think, though, it's okay because that he could be a mentor? He's not so much a boss of hers, but for that relationship to take place. Bethany, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's just coaching her.
Coaching her.
Which would get really old really quick. It's the same dynamic as a woman that tries to mommy her boyfriend or husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not sexy after a while.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just going to be like a fling.
But I will say where she balances out is like she's a very strong personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's going to put up with that for very long.
No. She does have a strong personality. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree in that she's also like dedicated too. Even when she would just like contract. Like she's smart.
Yeah.
They're saying in the chat that Ian and Anna are cute, but the situation is messy.
I agree.
So
I think it's going to get pretty messy between them. So yeah. I think save that predictions, but something more with the finale is going to take place with that. But that's I'm kind of into it, but I'm like, I don't think it's going to last because she's a young woman. She's really career driven right now.
Yeah,
and she wants this just to be a good thing for her, especially being on set. She wants people to like her.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of sets, we finally figure out who our stalker was. Mm-hmm. Were you guys shocked that it was Johnson Dietz. And they came and blamed We Have Jamie Walters at Tuxedo. I know, Bethany, you have been
off my seat. See, you guys, I was like, no way. I just love that they brought him back. It's so funny.
I did too. By the way, I don't think it's Johnson Dietz. I feel like that he was probably like.
And he was persecuted all
right,
over
again. I'm just like, no, I'm not buying it. I'm not convinced that it was him. I think it was somebody else.
Yeah.
Definitely somebody who I would be very happy to see back. Just throwing that out there.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
But Ray Pruitt, Jamie Walters, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I doubt we'll see him in another episode. Maybe we will. But I just I'm loving all the cameos. I want all the cameos possible.
Me too.
I want to see all of these people somehow strung along back into it. I think it's just fun.
How they bring them back.
Yeah. And I thought it was really funny how... It's not funny in real life that he was totally persecuted for a character he played and it's like actually destroyed a portion of his career. But I thought it was really funny that they played on that and just did it all over again.
Yeah.
I thought it was really hilarious.
Even with Donna falling down the stairs and they're literally her just like, I know. And then sends them a text. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I was scared at first. Maybe she was going to like break her leg or something. I'm like, oh, they're not going to be able to shoot. She took a tumble. But nope, it was just funny.
It was
just a funny segue.
I thought that they were actually going to bring Jamie on set when he asked for that request. I think, okay, now he's going to join the cast. But he just wanted them up there just to sing a song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Did you guys like that moment with them just singing all together?
Yeah, it was funny.
Who knows? They might bring him back, though. Mm-hmm. Who knows? He might try to get his way inside on the set.
Yeah.
But speaking of inside, Bethany, Do you have a special message for our
viewers? Yes, I sure do. Hey, 90210 fans, if you're enjoying this after show and you want some more additional exclusive bonus content from AfterBuzz, we have the perfect show for you on Thursday mornings live at 10:30 a.m. Pacific here on this channel. You have to check out Inside 90210 with Aaron Ziering and Heather Brooker. This is Ian Ziering's wife, just to be clear, and mother in Hollywood's Heather Brooker, as they share an inside look at BH 90210. You won't get this anywhere else. So from breaking down the behind-the-scenes drama to covering the wild 90s fashion, we're inviting fans to discuss it all with them live at AfterBuzz TV. They'll be answering fan questions, diving into show theories, dropping spoilers, and even sharing a few surprises you won't want to miss. So check out Inside 90210 tomorrow on this channel at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Bethany. Yeah. And then it is time for our fun segment. It's the 90210. Bring back the 90s. We have Bethany talking about grunge era.
Yeah, I couldn't do the 90s and not talk about the grunge era, because it just, grunge is synonymous with mm-hmm. 90s. And even though there wasn't a ton of grunge influence on 90210, it was still there, okay? We still saw sure. your flannels yeah. and your thermals and all of that. So, okay, the grunge era peaked in the early mid-90s, and this music was best described as slowed-down punk rock and heavy metal fusion. In spite of all these bands' commonalities, they were pretty different. The Seattle sound, quote unquote, was labeled grunge because it sounded dirty and sludgy and rebelliously out of key. Most of the faces of the grunge music scene and era actually really despised the term and the hype that came along with it, you know, because rejection, self-loathing, and nonconformity was kind of the theme. It would have been very uncool to relish in the praise of American youth angst. So much music came out of the alternative rock genre. Just to name a few, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, Alice in Chains. Other alt-rock bands were Sonic Youth, Green Day, Nine Inch Nails. Some of the females in the alt-rock world were Hole, Four Non Blondes, Veruca Salt, No Doubt, Tori Amos, PJ Harvey, and Mazzy Star. Yeah, I had so
wow.
much fun putting together
that
this
thing. So cool.
Oh, there's more. Now we're talking about the grunge fashion, because music and style go hand in hand, right? So also thanking Seattle for their Northwest thrift shop aesthetic, grunge fashion was very much an anti-fashion response and a nonconformist move against the manufactured image. Being in lumberjack territory, the thermals, plaid, flannels, and ripped jeans became the staple look from not only the local thrift shops, but it's what was just around on the streets. Plus, this is just plain old comfy attire for surviving the mosh pit, right? Yeah. We can't forget the combat boots, especially the Doc Martin phenomenon, which, have a look.
Yeah.
I wore mine today. These
yes.
are mine from 1994, the
Very
original
nice.
Florals. Still love Doc Martens. I'll never get rid of them. I can thank my mother for being a helpful hoarder. Where was I here? So, yeah, docs are still super popular. If you were looking to incorporate some color into your drab thrift wardrobe, you could do it in a nonconformist stylized way, like you could pick up Manic Panic from Hot Topic, which was the Crayola palette accessible to teens for hair color. My first shade was plum purple the summer I turned 14. My mother was thrilled. They also had the bright colored lens sunglasses, which were super fun, and we've been seeing that again lately. And then all things vintage were the rage, like a plethora of polyester. Ugly vintage sweaters, mostly inspired by 70s fashion, was mostly for girls and boys. Weezer even put themselves on the map with their ingenious sweater song, appealing to the masses of newfound sweater enthusiasts. Also, funky prints, psychedelic plaids, paisleys and argyle, bell bottoms, mod inspired skirts and dresses. I looked like Marsha Brady, seriously. baby doll dresses, which were really made popular by Courtney Love. Yeah, baby doll dresses, overalls, chunky platform, and block heeled shoes. And we also loved our baby doll tees and our graphic printed tees. And for the face, if you're wondering what beauty looks like, piercings were a plus for both genders. And we were doing craft glitter eyeshadow. Let me tell you, eye makeup has come a long way since the 90s. Black and neon lipsticks, the little baby barrettes. Still love them so much. Daisies in the hair, sunflowers everywhere, choker necklaces, 365 days a year. So if you're thinking to yourself, a lot of this seems to be back in style right now, you're absolutely right. That's why this segment is called 9021. Bring back the 90s.
Bring back the 90s. I love that. I actually used to rock the choker necklaces all the time when I was little. So, yeah, but a lot of it, the crop tops, too, they're coming back. I wear those.
Yeah. Baby doll tees.
Yes. They're all coming back. Well, thank you, Bethany. I just got so informed with everything.
I know. I couldn't even fit it all in.
No, you did good.
I was so inspired after writing this segment. I wore my Nirvana tee.
I love it.
Rip the same, girl.
There you go.
Scarf around your neck. You just...
I mean, no one tell me age is just a number.
No. Are you kidding me? I've been rocking out to Smell Like Teen Spirit all the time. So I got you.
I love it.
Thank you. And now it's time for some news and gossip with Shantiera.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Thank you. Love that music. So, Gabrielle, she is now the president. Well, she was, and now she was reelected to be the president of SAG-AFTRA, which stands for Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. So cool. She was elected back in 2016 and was up for reelection again, and she won. I think it closed last Thursday when we were doing our show. But I actually go there a lot because I'm part of NABJ, and so I go there once a month. For our meeting. So I had I had heard that she was the president, and so now I'm like, oh cool. So hopefully I'll see her there.
Yeah. Let her know. We're fans of her.
No, seriously.
And she'll security guard you. She'll be like, do I recognize you? And you'll be like, I host your after show.
Right. You recognize me on AfterBuzz TV.
It's all good.
Right, seriously.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Well, let's close it out with some predictions. Next week is the season finale. So what are you guys thinking is going to be happening?
You want to go?
Okay, before I get into predictions, I just want to just keep my word and shout out someone in the chat real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you guys also have any predictions in the chat, please.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes, girl. Thanks, J-Lo. So Amber did say that she can't believe that they thought Ray was the stalker. But on the plus side, she's happy that we got a chance to see him. And then she did say that she missed Jackie. So I had to mention that. Because we do, too.
We miss you, too, Jackie.
We definitely miss Jackie, too.
She'll be happy to know. She has such fun energy.
She does.
Yeah, and then Amber also said, don't forget the pink and flare jeans, plaid t-shirts.
There's so much. I mean, we could have spent the entire session talking about 90s fashion. Yeah.
Exactly. But we appreciate, like I said, your...
I did mention bell bottoms, just to be clear.
Well, we appreciate you guys in the chat. So I just want to thank you so much for commenting. And sorry if I missed anyone. Oh, A-Girl said, hey, everybody. So thanks so much. Now, jumping back into predictions. Gosh, I feel like everything I think is going to happen is like, duh. Obviously, Jason and Jenny going to get back together. I feel like Zach, I'm just not convinced. I want to say, I think it was just too easy for us to feel like that Zach was Ryan's son. So I'm going to say he's not his son. I'm going to say that this is like a, he's just like an obsessed fan or something.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope I'm right.
I hope so, too. I think it'd be more interesting because it's too easy. Like, suddenly Brian's like, hey, you could call me dad. And it's like, everything's just like, okay.
So vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, I may not be right, but I'm like, it can't just be this easy.
Yeah.
No. Not with this show.
No.
Or you complete.
I think
so. Are there more? Okay. I do not think that Johnson Dietz is the stalker. I think he's enjoying being in his little 15 minutes of fame. Mm. So he's like, yeah, sure, I'm the stalker. That's what I think about that. But who is the stalker? I don't know. I think it could still be Zach or maybe his mom.
Yeah.
Maybe, or maybe some other character, you know, that's going to make a cameo that we haven't seen yet. Mm. Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
I think Camille miscarried.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good prediction.
Yeah. I think Camille miscarried, and I think she and Jason are going to get a divorce in spite of it, because it's just out in the open now that they're having affairs, and why are we still doing this?
Why would they stay together?
And then it'll make way naturally for him and Jenny.
Yeah.
Yes. Those are good predictions. I agree with both of you. I do think Jenny and Jason are going to get closer. I think Jenny's going to call it quits with Wyatt. I think he's going to kind of get a little too attached to her, and she doesn't like that. So I think she's going to pull away, and hopefully, who knows, he doesn't do anything crazy, you know, once he, I feel like he's going to get dumped or something.
Yeah.
I also think with this whole thing about the stalker, I'm wondering if the DNA investigation on Zach is because maybe they caught something specific about Zach. And so they're like, oh, well, whoever the stalker is, we have this DNA.
Yeah.
Maybe someone hired that person to look into that more.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think because it just happened right after all the cast found out that Zach is Brian's son. So I think that's going to be kind of interesting how that plays out. But yeah, I think definitely with Jason and Jenny, things are going to kind of get heated up between them. Tori and Brian.
Oh, that's
I'm waiting for it. I am waiting for it. It's going to happen.
You got someone that agrees with you. Amber said that I think Tori and Brian will get back together.
Yeah, so. I think so too. Amber, I agree with you. But yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how the whole Zach and Brian situation plays out too. Like, I agree with you. I don't think it's just that easy. There's going to be some type of underlying twist to it.
Yeah.
But that is it. It's going to be our finale next week.
I know.
So I'm kind of sad. But
I know. I'm sad too.
I enjoyed this. But Shantiera, where can the people at AfterBuzz find you at?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at Bethany Jean Official. That's Bethany with an IE. And I did post a picture of my Doc Martens. If you want to go check it out.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overacher and on Twitter at Chelsea Overacher. We'll see you guys next week for the season finale. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.